people, welcome back to the Muttman Podcast, episode 1.0, episode what, 160, it's like 170, what episode is this?
171, I believe.
171, we're doing this live on Twitch because we have to try something different, and that way we both can kind of, you can guys hear our flums and flubbers while we're live, and we're back.
Basic.
Yeah. What's up?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, we never edited in the past.
We don't.
And basically, you're in Twitch chat, and I was like, hey. Yeah. Let's chat for a little bit. We haven't talked for a while.
I was trying to find a way to bring this back. I'm like, I love talking to GutFox. He's like the smartest person I know in terms of like everything.
You don't know many people at all.
I know like seven people, bro. That's pretty. my phone list is full of like people that I talk to, which is like you and Vic, and then everybody else is just like my coworkers. That's all it is. I live a lonely life.
Yeah, it's like how I'm top five on PC. There's not many people there, but I'm still a top five player. Yeah, look at the leaderboards. I'm there. It's me, damn it.
Top five.
Yeah, so I don't care if there's no competition. I'll take the compliment. So we're doing this live on Twitch. You can check it out, but we got a kind of whole agenda to get through. Let me read it off first before we get into it. We're going to do through the EA Access bullshit and what EA did this year to us with the rewards. Texas's level grind, breaking the game. What to do first when you get on the game. Gameplay impressions, the meta. Solo battles and shitty solos and Texas wanting to fight people. No power-ups and sets and the power-up passes. Which one to do? Uh-oh, we got the lady talking.
Bitch?
Yeah. Yeah. Gold fantasy packs and which one to do there? Do we hold on to cards on 82 elites? God, no. No, if you're holding 82 elites, you're going to take a fucking L. What didn't improve from 19 to 20 and what we like about Mutt? The UI and then X factors. So, let's get through it. The right here, EA Access bullshit. So text, rant at me.
Rob?
Rant at me.
Oh.
Well, you're on PS4, so you got unlimited
hours.
I'm good,
bro. Yeah, this is going to be your rant, because you're the one that's on Xbox. Let's talk about what happened at first. So why couldn't Xbox play, like, when the game was live on EA Access? What happened?
Thanks to Summon Hunter Chappa. I don't know what happened to Xbox. I think they patched it so that way people can't play the game more than once, but it only led people to do like to create farm accounts, right?
Mm-hmm.
EA, I feel like they can't keep. I feel like EA is the Plaxico Burris of game companies. They can't keep shooting themselves in the legs like this. Like they can't help from doing it. I can't speak. I barely slept last night. All right, excuse me. So, with that said, like they just encouraged their population to not pre-order, to return their pre-orders. Then get an EA Access, so they're like, and then start farm accounts, something that they say is against terms of service. Terrible, right? Like, why does EA make criminals of their player base?
Yeah, text. I don't. Well, it's weird, right? Because this glitch wasn't hurting nobody. EA was making money, and people got to get more hours into the game. So I just don't know why they decided to, like, I don't know, just screw people over that actually want to spend the money and time to grind their game, because they're addicted to the Madden at that point. It doesn't make much sense to me. And then on top of that, I just don't like how to launch when that happens. So I was in ScoMo stream, and people who were on Xbox couldn't play.
Yep,
I
was one of those.
Yeah,
people.
They couldn't play. So like they botched the whole transfer thing, and then also on top of that, you couldn't actually play when you were allowed to play. So you had to go spend money on PC.
Yeah, so I switched over to PC. I spent like 3 or 4 hours that day trying to make Xbox work because I had pre-ordered the game. And it didn't work in my EA Access. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I went and bought $15 for the PC version. I played that, dominated those leaderboards like I do in every single game, and then came back to Xbox when I finally got working like the next day. But like, here's the thing. I was going to say something with that EA Access bullshit, and I totally fucking forgot. What did you say before? You said, what was the first thing on your mouth?
EA Access, about how you can play? Or about,
yeah, there's
about the it was about the like transferring thing, like them screwing. No.
Nah, fuck it. I forgot my entire point. It was gonna be a good one too. Shit, we're rusty. So Mutt rewards. What do you think of them changing Mutt rewards this year? Then too?
I think that was kind of a lazy way of them not doing their job last year. I feel like what they did this year, which kind of pissed me off, is obviously people don't be checking the emails. But whose fault is that? That's not EA's fault. What EA should do is what most game companies do. So my buddy plays Gears, Mermaid Kyle. If you pre-order like Gears and you get like all the gears, so know what they do to you? They'll email you, or not email, they'll send you a message in game that says, hey, you've been playing Gears, here's a free skin. Why can't EA do that?
Yeah.
Why can't EA message the guys that are on PlayStation? They have our fucking accounts. Why can't they just give us a code that's in game and immediately download it?
It seems like a very simple solution to a very complex process.
It's so simple.
Here's what happened. So the person that coordinated Mutt Rewards last year through the email, Guru, got let go. And so they're like, well, how do we, one, boost our social media following? Because we don't want to end up the same way, like Guru, out of a job and got nothing to do. And then we got to rely on our own accounts to make our own business in the world. So like, they saw what happened to the cohort. They're like, all right, dude, no way we're going to do it. We don't care about the community. We care about ourselves. Let's get ours while we're here at EA. And so like, it's a terrible thing that happened, right? Like, they're not sending out emails through the Mutt Rewards to make us beg on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And then, like, we see Game Changers making fun of beggars and, like, oh, why are you only here for me begging? It's because you cultivate an environment of this shit.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. It's terrible when you see it. Like, you hate, complain about being and popping off. Oh, my God. I'm getting so many DMs and so many mentions right now. Wow, I can't believe this. Oh man. Woe is me. Beautiful. Why do people focus on me so much?
Why do you only my friends if I only have a
thing? Oh, I'm in the limelight. I'm so amazing. Why do they keep coming at me? It's like, okay, you fucking cunt. It's because you fucking signed up for it and you wanted it. I don't want to hear any complaints for something you purposely did. God, these fucking people. They get one fucking shot at, I don't know, their 15 minutes of fucking fame because they have codes to give away. And all of a sudden it goes to their head and they're acting like they're God's grace, the fucking Madden community.
That might be the reason why we don't got Twitch drops anymore. I feel like a lot of these guys are just complaining about, like, they only cut on my stream for Twitch drops. Like, yeah, you should be happy, though, because you boost your numbers up.
Yeah, no shit.
Like the,
it's like, oh my God, I'm a giveaway streamer. Why are you only coming to me for giveaways?
Yeah,
don't you love me for me? No, bitch, no. I love you for your fucking
no,
money.
We
be transparent with yourself.
We may eventually, but we can't just, like, love doesn't happen like organic, like that fast. You gotta like build up to it. You gotta build a following up. So if the following's there for a reason, it makes them entertained. If you know they're coming to you for codes, do some of that scumbag shit, like make them do the retweet stuff. Somebody in my DMs like, this one guy has codes, but I'm not gonna say no names, game changer. But he wants me to get like this many retweets to get a code. I'm like, that's the fucking lamest thing in the world, but that's what ends up developing into, because that's people come to you for that one specific thing. So I guess you can make them work for it. That way you can kind of build up a bigger following. Take advantage of it.
Exactly. Yeah, and then you get branding deals based on that shit too. Like, I'm telling you, like, it's exactly like, you can't hate these people for doing what's in their self-interest. That's literally capitalism. And you got to congratulate them for finding a way to like kind of hurt the community and hurt people getting their games at the time in order to boost themselves. Because EA, thanks for subbing, Spoiled Rotten. Sorry for missing the other sub. EA has culture. They have cultivated an environment that says, hey, we're gonna fuck you over even when the game is doing amazing. So they've basically said, hey, you get yours. You have to, basically, get your own worth when you're working for EA. Build yourself up. Because in a snap of a finger, you're gone. Like, even for not doing a bad job. Even for just, like, cutbacks because other games failed. Can you imagine that? Firing Madden staff because Battlefield did bad? Can you imagine that? Like, it's like working in a, I don't know. Who's a mega company? Working for, like, PepsiCo. And, like, Doritos had a down month. So, your Mountain Dews. You're laying off Mountain Dew staff. You're like, what? Mountain Dew's killing it. We're the gamer fuel. We're fueling the entire fucking environment now.
No, they're killing us. We don't need you anymore. We can lay off you.
Yeah, you
don't,
what the
fuck? Making enough money as it is, or not making it.
Yeah, and the entire game fringes on the goddamn community, and you let go of the community guy. I don't know. I'm still tilted over that. They're firing Mutt people and hurting the community. They're hurting Mutt Rewards. They're hurting the shit that we were doing. And I don't know. It's frustrating to see EA operate this way. Sorry. So during the podcast, you guys are going to hear some subs. B Cholob. Thanks for subbing. Solo Battle Cheese Tutorial. We'll do a Solo Battle breakdown here on Mutt Man a little bit later. First of all, accomplished content creators and partner streamers of the game should always get the game for years. But okay. Thanks, Ben. Yeah. We'll see. So, any final thoughts on Mutt Rewards before I move on? And EA Access bullshit and the 10 hours and not being able to use the game on a pre-order?
My only thoughts is just like, just get better. Do better job, EA. Think outside the box. Stop doing, like, the thing on Twitter I made me mad about is just, like, it's not even just the begging aspect of, like, going to them and tweeting them your Mutt Rewards stuff. They have access to all that. So why make us work for it?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, I'd rather you just give out the codes, like, and just put, like, here's, like, 100 codes that are up. Just get them. But no bots be out here doing that. But, like, it just seems kind of stupid that, like, the way they're going about doing it, which is having you tweet your gamer tag with how many packs you pulled. And I don't know. It's like,
Did you see me Photoshop mine? Oh, no, I mean, I legitimately opened a billion packs. Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
I don't get, like, what are they going to gain from that? I guess, like, all they wanted was just media interaction. That's all they fucking wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly. And, I mean, It is what it is. EA's cultivating this environment. Yeah, I read a headline to a study, so I don't actually read, you know, but I read headlines. Mm-hmm. It said, at least on Reddit, so it said companies whose CEOs put profit above all else as like kind of like the end goal of the company end up actually doing worse than CEOs that don't do that because they lose the respect of the employees working for the company when they act like that. So I totally see that with like EA, right? Andrew Johnson's out here, right? That's his name, I think. No,
Wilson.
Wilson. Yeah. So he's out here. Johnson. He's out here buying back stock for a couple $100 million and a quarter to boost the stock price. Stock price is still going down. We're putting out crap games with lack of attention to detail. You can tell why, like, you're laying off people, you're lowering the morale of your office just so you can hit that quarter's goals. You can see the long-term outlook. This isn't good, right? Like, this isn't – Madden does not look good for the future, right? He's running, like, a manufacturing plant. Like, hey, let's do more with less. It's like, well, that's not kind of how the community works, right? You can't stress out people that far and keep getting away with it and keep putting out a solid product. So with that said, let's go on. I kind of want to hear about the solid product. You said you broke the game with your level grind?
Yeah, so I fixed it because all you had to do, I had to uninstall the game. So when me, Ryan, and Nick were playing levels grind, they were freaking out because they're kind of hypochondriacs. And so whenever like a solo challenge would break, like so...
That's not... Okay, here's the thing. They're level grind. I saw Ryan's video and I watched it. He was like, this is a glitch. It's a whatever. I'm like, that's not a glitch. That's like a feature, yeah, right? To make us redo the same thing. That's not a glitch?
No, I don't think it's a glitch because like, I think it's by design because EA is just... They can't not give you credit for replaying a challenge, right? Yeah. So I was like, I was telling it's not a glitch, but because like, so Ryan couldn't play the EA, the Baker Mayfield like solo challenge or another one because like it just kept crashing his game. So he thought EA was legitimately going in and specifically targeting him out. And I'm like, no, I don't think it's that. I think the game just is broken right now because we're probably doing way too many souls with this shit. Like we're doing way too much, which is breaking the game itself. And so what ended up happening was for me, I did two of those those past ones where you get 110 XP. I lost access to both of them. And then after I got done at level 50, I lost access to go to the next solo feature. So whenever I did that, I blew screen.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And you guys are all on PlayStation.
All on
right?
PlayStation. Whenever I went to the next solo, it was just blue screen. So I had to do the journey yesterday, the old school Madden 19 way. Where I had to back out of every single one, scroll down.
That's fucking terrible,
all the
man.
Way to the next one, and then load back up. It's so frustrating. But I fixed it because all I did was just uninstall my game and reinstall it. So if you're having any issues, just do that. Like it's EA's.
Turn it off and on.
No, no. Uninstall the game. Like uninstall it, delete the game, and then reinstall it. Because I took my PS4 off and it didn't work. So it seems like if you abuse the system way too much, is going to then, you know, yeah,
it's gonna
screw you over. So just be conscious of that. So if you're solo challenged, but I know some people had the same experience. It's not that public because people ain't out here abusing the system like some of these other guys trying to get to level 50 were. But if it happens to you, just that's all you gotta do. Which is very similar to what happened to me a couple years ago when I wanted to, what was I doing? When I was on Xbox, I could not play online because it would not give me the live content update. So I had to uninstall the game like 5 times. So that's why I started playing on PS4 because I had to uninstall the game just to get the live content update. It's the stupidest thing in the world.
Switched entire consoles.
It was making me so mad because that was the year they had the Xbox. I think it was like they had like 3 Xboxes that were out, and it was just too many different like consoles that were just making it was just annoying. And so broke my game for like 2 days.
Jesus. Orca says, who's hyped for tonight? Raise your hand if you're hyped for tonight.
Raise your hand.
Tex, are you raising it? I'm hyped.
Are you hyped?
You hyped for tonight? I'm hyped. Listen, like, here's the thing. I understand the gameplay is going to be subpar, right? But I'm hyped. I mean, are we going to get any packs tonight? Probably not. But I'm hyped for maybe the possibility that we get it, the possibility that we get some more content. But, like, I'll end up making this game work for me. Mm-hmm. But, man, it has been real struggle city. Like, it's tough. Mupman 2. Yeah. So, what do you suggest people do first when they get the game then, Tex?
Get the game, obviously. Get the level 3. Get the Baker. You know he sucks. Get the Baker, and then get the Deacon. And then after that, I don't know because...
So, Why does Baker suck? Because he's had like the same stats as Mahomes, and yet Mahomes throwing dots, Baker's missing them like crazy.
I looked
at the trait. It's not trait based.
I don't know, bro.
Is it medium accuracy? Is that it? Because they're under pressure is about the same.
It's something about him that like he just fumbles the ball too much for my liking. I don't know. It's just really weird. But I don't know. He's not a terrible quarterback to start the year off with. Like I have no complaints with him. Like in my solo grinding, he's been fine. But just like ever so often, he'll just make the most the most awful throw, and it makes me so mad. It's like, but he's free. Get Baker, get the Deacon Jones. He possibly get the stars, and then go from there. Then work on the what solos you have in the game right now? Is it the Journey? Journey's 25.
Journey's at 25.
What's the other solo? So what's the other solo I'm thinking about? Is it the? There's not level challenges. Not theme builders, because those are just a waste of time. What else is in the game?
You can do the EA access. So I think the NFL Epics for Baker, you said. Yeah. The next one after that would be like the Assemble Your Team. The Ultimate Trainers. You do the Ultimate Trainers first, right?
Ultimate Trainers, do that.
Yeah.
Because the Ultimate Trainers are going to help you out a lot in terms of what you can get player-wise. So I think those are the two things you focus on first. Improving your quarterback, improving defensive line. Because if you don't like Baker, you're a better quarterback. You got that exchange set in the game to go to get the 87, which then can make you some coins potentially.
So you suggest people do the exchange right away? I think people should keep those 85s on their team for a while. I know the 87, 86s. 88 exchange will... Oh, 80, sorry. The 86. I know that exchange will be there for a long time, but the price is good to go down on it. But, like, the 85, 86 exchange to 87, 88s, like, do you suggest people do that to get the coins right away? I would just keep those cards in your account, right?
See, I don't know, because, like, if they get power-ups, you can just get it anyway, but that Deacon Jones is not better than the Myles Garrett. Like, so it's better cards in the game. That Baker's probably the best quarterback you're going to find at that rating. So you can probably keep him just because, like, you're not going to really find another guy that's free that's going to be able to get you those stats that doesn't take as long of a grind. But that Deacon Jones is not good. Like,
really?
No. You like Deacon?
I got to look at the stats again. I haven't done all the solos.
Deacon compared to Myles Garrett. Baker. Like, Deacon compared to Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett obviously takes 4 hours to get, whereas, like, the Deacon takes less time because it just takes star system. Just get the, I think, 120 for Deacon and you're good to go. But there's so many better defensive ends in this game. Plus, talking to Eric Rayway, a lot of these defensive ends suck because they don't get those abilities anyway. So if they suck, why?
Yeah, no defensive ends get the ability.
Yeah, so like if they, all these guys get
the good abilities.
If they all get like terrible abilities as it is right now, so we might as well just go ahead and go with a guy that's cheaper, that's faster, you know? That's what you want. Whereas Deacon's like, not terrible, but just like, why do I want this card? So I recommend you get your coins. Just stack your coins. Obviously, by level up.
Or should you do what I'm doing right now and do level grinding, right? Just do the same challenge over and over. Would you do level grinding? Because level grinding is probably the best like reward, right? All you have to do is throw streaks, but you actually need John Ross on your team, though. Remember that. So you need a solid card. So do you recommend building your team up? Do you recommend doing those skills trainer for like the gold player packs?
I don't think so, because right now it's not the way to do with the gold besides just quick sell. Those cards are nat. You can collect.
No, they're not. They're auctionable.
Okay, I didn't even do those. Like I played one of them and I got mad because one of the objectives in one of these like solo challenges like throw a touch pass and I did not know how to throw a touch pass for the longest.
You just tap it.
You don't tap it. You hold it and let go. You gotta caress the button and let go. Like you don't hold it too long. You hold it and
Tex,
let it go.
This is why you can't hold a girlfriend. You don't know how to caress it.
That's what it is.
You gotta get better with those fingers.
I'm trying, man. But yeah. So I got one and then the other one.
You're too rough.
I think it was like
pressing
was
it too hard.
One was just like annoying. It's like I just got tired of doing. Like they're fun to do, but it's just I don't know. This game's weird. Playing an arcade, motherfuckers still like trucking me in that mode. I just got mad, and so I didn't really care about getting all 12 of those packs.
So talk about getting mad in this game, man. I've been fucking furious. I kind of want to talk about like a little gameplay right here. All right. So I was talking to Mutt Leaks today on the Discord. And he's going through all the, whatchamacallit. He's going through all the data, right? He's got all the data for the game and shit. Or I think he does. I would assume he does. So he's looking through thresholds and whatnot. And I did a video this morning on zones before talking to him. And man, is it rough right now? And the problem with zones, I find, is not necessarily their number overall. It's just they're not on the right spot in the field to stop like corner routes. I think one of the biggest things EA could do to help this game out, you know, besides for fixing all the other issues, the biggest thing that I think maybe, and I'll have a video out on it today, this afternoon, is just to make the cloud flats play back a little bit more, right? So if they play back like 10 yards so they can actually stop corner routes, how much better is cover two? Like the deep zones still suck dick. But like, what do you think's the one thing that you would improve in gameplay right now from what you used?
We knew the gameplay was sucky because they didn't even mention zones or offensive linemen when they did the blog the first time.
They said they're going to leave the zones the same, I saw on the
Is it in the Gridiron Ducks?
Yeah,
like, we knew this game was going to be but Madden 19 reskinned once we saw the fact that they didn't mention zones not once. Like, our biggest complaint is how like, bad zones play, and they did not mention it once.
They bragged about not touching the zones. I mean, how ridiculous is that, right?
That's the stupidest thing in the world. Like, we didn't touch zones because we know if we touch, we're going to make them overpowered again. Because, like, how does zones go from being, like, the best thing of Madden 18 to the worst thing of Madden 19?
Well, the thing is, like, I don't think Madden 18 zones are good. I had this argument with Eric Rayweather. I had him on, like, I had him on my channel, and I bitched at him because he said zones in 18 were too good. Like, this, it's a definition that it's wrong. Like, that's not too good. Like, too good is means it's, like, his definition of good was, like, reacts really well to the ball. My definition of good is, like, it plays smartly. And, like, so, like, I don't believe 18 zones are good. 91 zone is bad because you could glitch them out by running just C routes and throwing on break or other routes and throwing on break. So I think that shit was terrible. And then, like, I don't think, I don't know. So, like, the way that you make zones better is by making them react better. You put them in a better position in the field to react to different routes crossing, to be smart to, and, like, people are like, oh, it's so hard. Like, I don't understand my biggest fault with the community, and I hate blaming the community, is, like, it's just when you argue with me that, like, it's hard to make AI. We have motherfuckers at IBM having, like, Watson beat Ken Jennings in a fucking game of Jeopardy in a specialty to beat the best team. And chess is solved almost. Checkers is solved. A lot of games have been solved. Why can't EA and their $500,000 a year in just Madden solve fucking zones, right? We got these motherfuckers speaking the English language, interpreting what Alex motherfucking Trebek says, and spitting back the right answer, the Prince of Windsor for like 500. And these fucking zones are acting like goddamn assholes out on the field just to fuck us over and not to play a route correctly. You're telling me that's too hard to do? Oh, there's so much AI in the field. Shut the fuck up. Stop defending EA and their bullshit. It's I don't know.
No,
it's frustrating.
I get you on that.
Year after year.
Yeah, because, like, other games will have this issue. Like, I just think that Madden uses as a built-in excuse because they don't want to, like, put more money behind their obviously undersupported team. Like, they can easily fix a lot of the issues because, like, we had games with good zones before. So, like, why did all of a sudden they change? And so I don't think it's that. I think the excuse they gave was like the frames, right? It's like 60 frames in the game. So if they do this, and it's gonna mess things up. And so I just think like maybe they should, like, I don't know, go back and revisit it and have like bigger thresholds so that way you can kind of have things fall in different categories. But they also got to go back and like actually have zones that exist. Like Rex came on a podcast and said purple zones don't exist, but they're in the game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So maybe we get some more real life football concepts. We'll actually see some different changes that are be positive, and we ain't got to worry about by paying 80. Like, what'd you pay for like Jalen Ramsey? 200,000 coins.
Something.
And he just sits there on a damn corner route and just lets the guy catch the ball to the diving on it because he didn't feel like it.
Exactly, it made a business.
Yeah, it's just like.
And here's the thing: I tested this morning. The difference between 99 zone and 80. I am really concerned about the future of this game if that shit doesn't get fixed. It's so bad right now. It's going to be bad in the future. We are going to hate corner routes this entire year.
You know,
they've got to fix
it. You know what it is, though, right? Because I'm talking to Rayweather about this. He said that it's because identistic abilities are making ratings not worth it. Because he said that if we get that zone ability, whatever it's called, you're going to see better play. Because we had a conversation with DMs about this. He's like, yo, like, fuck the ratings right now.
Oh,
he's
yeah. Like, the zones.
And once
yeah.
you get that ability, bro, like, it's a wrap. So maybe, like, you can test zone and then test the ability with the zone and see how that goes.
Yeah, no, the ability definitely matters. That zone ability, you'll want to get it. Like, it improves it phenomenally. So if you, but that's at 90 zone, so we don't have anybody there yet. Yeah. Once you get their stock, you'll have to put that zone ability on every
single so basically ratings don't mean a goddamn thing this year, unfortunately, based off what you're saying.
It means very little. Somebody said, my issue with EA games is the Frostbite engine. We've talked about this before. If you've ever played Madden 17, Madden 17 before the Frostbite engine was fucking ass. This meme has gone through the community that the engine is the reason for EA's struggle, but no. Madden's been fucking... Madden 17 was probably the worst Madden I've ever played in my life. Madden 17 was a low point in the Madden series, in my opinion. Like, if you go back, if you seriously played 17, if you put in 1,000-plus hours, like many of us did, you know how fucking terrible that gameplay was, too. So it's not an engine thing.
No. Well,
it's an EA
it's thing. Engine thing for the fact that that article came out saying that it takes, like, 17 days to fix a glitch that was, like, took an hour in the old engine. So I think that's probably comes down to just, like familiarity as well. And so that might be the reason why it takes as long, because people aren't as familiar on the system as they were on the previous one.
Powered Up Richard Sherman has 90 zone. Does Powered Up Richard Sherman get to 90 overall, though?
So it's 90 overall and 90 zone. That's the threshold?
Yeah, that's how you get
Powder
the
Sherm is like an 86, 5 overall, so it'd be 86. So
Yeah, you gotta get to 90, and you gotta get to 90, 90 for the tier threes.
his next overall is gonna be
Yeah.
probably coveted like that. That Vaughn 91 must be good. I don't know.
Yeah. What's what's Blunt at? Blunt's probably short of it too, right? He's close to 90
Also,
overall, isn't
Blunt,
he?
oh, he's 89. Plus, he ain't got a power up just yet. He'll get one probably this weekend.
Let me take so Blunt doesn't have his power up yet.
Yeah.
Let's so Mel Blunt's stats. He'll get to a 90 overall with the power up. His zone won't be there, so we won't be able to get the ability either.
Unfortunately, we still can't Kim to the zones, which is like the worst thing in the world. So, what's the point? They're just trolling us at that.
But like I literally said, Kemming doesn't matter,
Well,
right?
like.
Getting to 90 zone only matters for that ability.
Yeah, but also, like, if you wanted to Kim him up to get 90 zone, like, is he if I have like what 87 zone or not even 87, probably like 85
But
zone? Like, if you like get like you Steelers chemistry for defense and then get him a 90 zone, you should be able to get that ability on him for having the 90 zone and spinning all the
Or
coins.
you're saying you should be
Yeah,
able
you
to.
should.
You won't be able to, but you
No, yeah, you
should. In your
should.
opinion, you
You should
should.
be able to. Yeah, you should
Yeah.
be able to put the chemistries on that guy just so you can make the see the difference in play. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be. I'm losing connection to the EA servers. They're down right now. This is my first man, so maybe don't question, but should I buy the level pack with coins or training?
Buy them.
It depends on the value of the training versus coins. Tex, you can
I
say
was gonna
something?
say you should. Oh yeah, value based off that. EA's value system is weird, bro. I was do
Why is
doing the
that?
journey. Like if you get like 100, like I think like 100 stars or whatever the hell it was, to give you like 25,000 coins. But if you get like 150, give you 80 training, which is like equivalent to a 77 overall gold card. Like, how does that make sense?
They're protecting the training at all
Like,
costs.
why do you want to give me basically 500 training with the how expensive it is to buy like those cards?
Yeah, they're basically protecting it like, I don't know, their father's ashes. They can only dish out a few at a time. Kind of weird. Wesdog, thanks for subbing. Yeah, seems weird that they don't like value training properly.
They don't.
What's up, go on.
I was like, this is what they do. Even though they did increase training from the last year's quick sale value. And then on top of that, it made training like not as like needed as essentially because you can't really like make power ups into tokens anymore.
Zone coverage CB can get on tier 2, aka 85 overall.
Wait,
Really?
what?
So they can get at a tier 2 zone corner. Panty says can get it. I thought it was 90 overall.
What's a tier
I was
two?
looking at the wrong zone
There
corner.
a spreadsheet that I can look at.
Yeah, I hit exclamation point chemistry, I think, in the chat. I'll show it on stream right now. All right, defensive abilities. Zoned out. I don't see it. Son of a bitch. Man up. Universal coverage. What the f.
So Sherman can get
I
it.
see man up. Where is it? Oh, zoned out. Tier 3. OLB. You're right. Zone coverage. 90 zone covers with an 85 overall. So, Sherman is an 85 overall.
And I can get 90
Right,
zone.
86 overall, and can get to 90 zone coverage with his power up. So he only needs to be. So Sherman's the only game, only card in the game that can get it.
So Sherman is basically gonna be a must-have to prove your defense. We're talking about the meta right now with how bad zones are.
Wow.
So did we just increase Sherman's price on accident?
Maybe, but he's 85 overalls or whatever for increasing price.
That's why like his power
Ken
up.
Houston. Ken Houston is it? Is I can't tell the hieroglyphics on the fucking. All right. On this fucking game. That's one thing, like, why don't they fucking tell us this shit, right? In game?
Hieroglyphics.
Yeah, like, it's like, this guy's an archetype bull rusher because there's a longhorn on his screen. It's like, what the fuck? What does Texas have to do with fucking pass rush power guys? Like, I get it, he's got a bull or whatever, but, like, it's so weird you have to interpret their symbols as, like, all right, this equals acrobatic, this equals speed, this equals route runner. It's like, what the? Like, a running man is supposed to be route runner? It just makes no sense. Earl can get it too. Isn't yeah, Sherman's super slow, but I guess that's the thing
So
to
Earl can
pay.
get it. Eddie Jackson can get it. So there's a few cards on defense that you might want to look to pick up, which are passes then. So you,
Well, they zoned out though? Are they zone guys?
I don't. Oh yeah, archetypes. Forgot about that. Archetypes are like huge.
Yeah, so like safeties. Can a safety get it? Safeties can't get it until they get to tier 3.
All right. So tier
Right?
three. So none of those cards can get it.
No, tier 2 zone safety can get it. Never mind.
Who's the zone?
A tier 2, so an
Is Eddie
85
Jackson the
overall.
zone safety? He has to be, right?
I would assume so, but fuck, dude. I don't know, man. There's run support safety and hybrid safety.
I really, you're all right. If I'm looking at the cards right now, they really should just say zone archetype, or it should say man archetype, or it should say fucking big hero archetype. Why we got these weird-ass icons? Like, I remember they look like. God damn, I'm playing yeah. a match game right now. Like, you gotta match this up with this word.
Like, have we not evolved our communications from painting on fucking cave walls?
Oh, you remember those fucking tests back in the day? It was like a word list, and you gotta like draw a line to it to see what the definition was in Spanish. It was like Buta. It was like Banyo. What does that mean? You gotta draw the line from Banyo to bathroom. Yeah, that's what EA has with this fucking hierarchy.
I have no idea what you just said for like the last 10 seconds. I have no clue.
Those tests back in the day? Those little lines.
Oh, what?
They were like tests. They're like that you took in class.
I protested all tests.
Really? I gotta find the example of it. It was like a list of words that were in Spanish that were like stacked on top of each other, and you had on the other end there were the words in English. You had a list. You had to match them. You remember doing that? That was just me. I ain't alone here, chat. Am I the only one matching test? No. All right. Cool.
You're probably not alone. I don't know. I just don't know. That was fun. I've been listening. I watched chat right there. And somebody said he likes the bad zones. He likes higher scoring games. I don't
like spending all these coins on like good players that should play good because
that makes it so fucking easy, right?
Not even makes it
like,
easy.
Higher scoring games when anybody can score just by running one fucking corner out or there's like one fucking play because there's no counterplay to it. That's the worst fucking Madden ever, right? I hate that shit. You can just like everybody always complains about like you know quote unquote bums or whatever, and maybe that's you know I don't want to call him a bum. Maybe that's like the bum speak coming through. Like, hey, I just want to be able to hang with everybody because I can call one play and succeed. I think that's the worst thing possible for the game of Madden. That they go back to the whole, you call two plays on offense. Your user can either cover these broken-ass corner routes or these broken-ass streaks or these broken-ass cover three beaters, but you can't cover two of them. So, fuck you. Just make one of two right decisions on the field and you'll score as much as the best player in the game. I think it's terrible.
They said the skill gap was back, though, baby!
There's yeah, like so I got smoked in my recent games against some good players, and then you realize they've played 150 games already, and I'm like, okay, well that makes sense why they're smoking the shit out of me, because I've only played 20, and so like I don't even know a defensive adjustments right now. Like here the skill gap right now in Madden, if you've played 100 games and you've adjusted to the new defensive audibles, you are going to destroy people with the ability to make adjustments at least at the high levels. You are gonna fuck people up because I literally have to think out loud how to spread my linebackers and how to manually blitz. I'm like, oh, wait, right? No, not right bumper.
Yeah.
Left trigger, right bumper. No, right left bumper, right bumper to. Oh, it snapped the ball. Yeah. I don't know how to send a contain now. That's the skill difference right now. It just those two buttons. That's how this game is gonna be for a couple weeks until we learn the new defensive side. Can we talk about how stupid do those fucking cunts make this game? With those adjustments. Yeah, why would they do that, Tex?
I blame the better players. Anything that's a bad decision for me and for a community, I blame the better players because they just seem to be the ones that kind of ruin a lot of stuff. We got bad.
It's not their fault.
I'm blaming them. We got bad out-of-position players. We got bad.
Well, that one is, but not everything is one boogeyman, right? There are multiple factors for this.
I know, but I'm always going to blame them.
Who the fuck, like, which fucking competitive player do you think said, hey, I want to see which X factors are out there? So let's put that on the right trigger instead of. You know, seeing everything.
That one's probably because EA's just being a dickhead there. But the reason why we don't have, like, I would say, what am I talking about? Reason why I think that they kind of went with the D-pad instead of all this stuff because competitive players wanted the skill gap back. Instead of, like, having to make it easier, I think that's the reason why. Because they can, I don't know why. I just feel like somebody was like, let's just go to the D-pad. It's out of these triggers and buttons and blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah. And they're like, they went to D-pad. Because they listen to them more than listen to us.
That was so ridiculous. I love it.
That's what I think happens.
But I don't agree with you there. But I love the theory though. I will say that.
Them dudes ruin our fun all the time, man. They want the skill gap back. They want all this stupid shit in the game because they want to please them. And I think that if they're going up against a guy that can make adjustments just as fast as them because of the fact that it's all muscle memory, now it's gonna be a new skill gap they can learn and they can beat anybody because they ain't out here practicing like they was.
They were complaining pretty hard early on that change, for me to kind of believe you there. But the thing is also, one big problem, can you change the controls and options, says McSlurmer? No, you can't, and that's an issue. But like I will believe you to the extent that we saw this same excuse years ago when they changed the kick meter. They're like, We're bringing the skill back to the kick meter. Now you gotta time it up by hitting A three times instead of the old method where you just went back and forward. It's like you're literally just like changing it just to change it. Like there's no extra skill gap hit timing a button versus going back and forward. That's why you see all like it's the same thing like meter versus analog pitching in MLB The Show. Mm-hmm. There's a reason the pros all use the analog because it's more accurate and it's easier. So they went to the button pressing. Because they're like, oh, meter timing makes it so much better. Like, kicking, I don't know. So I believe you to the extent that they maybe just want to change to, quote-unquote, extend the skill gap, but it doesn't accomplish that goal at all, in my opinion.
It doesn't at all. All it does is just frustrate me because, like, now if I want to set something up, I literally, if I don't get it set up prep, I got to call timeout.
Yeah.
It's like
I literally have to call base defense until I relearn everything. Yeah, right?
It's like, yo, this is dumb as hell. Like, it doesn't make much sense. It's like, why blitz at this point? Because like, it's not. If you fuck up once, your opponent's gonna score anyway. So like, it's just just kind of
It's so hard to get blitz setups.
I just don't get it. It's just like, why go with something that wasn't broken? Like, what was the point of this? Like, what do you gain from not having RB be the adjustments?
Yeah, increase the skill gap. Game bad. Game is not bad overall. It needs some fixes, though. You grinded that free solo XP? Yes. I think somebody said hey. I want to say hey to JR Trey. He's an OG. Fox, your rack animations, mate. Luet. Thanks, Platinum. Wait for these rack animations to hit you in a head-to-head game where all that matters is speed. It's going to be terrible. All right.
Every single year in Madden, speed's the only thing that matters.
What's your gameplay impression then? Like, how many head-to-head games you played? You play any or just been grinding solo?
I played a one salary cap game. I beat that motherfucker's ass. I should have lost because he lurked me with a linebacker, but I can't jump, so. He had a lurk, bro, and he did not get the animation because he was using a linebacker. I don't like the fact that this game's like, well, we don't want the overpowered users, so we're going to make the linebackers worse, but you can still get the same animation you did back in Madden 19 but with a safety. How does that make sense?
Yeah,
it's not a fix. You just basically made a person. You made linebackers unusable at that point. Like, wait, other than for a big hitter, but I'm just gonna use a Derwin James. I'm gonna get the safety who was 6'2" with the same amount of agility and speed.
It seems weird that they forced you to use your safeties. Like, so their stats are like based on position. It seems strange that they'd limit animation based on position, right? Like, shouldn't the players just be stat-based instead of, like, where you're sitting on the field?
It just doesn't make any sense. Then on top,
like, if you're going to make that change, you make it to everybody, right?
You have to.
You don't just make it to one.
There has to be certain cars that can get these animations, but now you're forcing me to sit here in a speed package the entire time. And the thing about it that sucks is Madden, so it doesn't really matter if you're out here in a speed package because, you know why? Defense can start the run. So there's no punishments for using safeties out here on the field.
Yeah, no, there's rarely. I will say the run is better versus the 3-5 this year. Something else. You also can't man up. You can't man up versus runs anymore. So I worry it's going to be kind of a hard running year. Boogie Online says, doesn't the show do that with animations? Yeah, so it locks you by positions. That's a very valid point. The reason the show does it is so that way you can't have a team full of like Babe Ruths at every single position. Whereas like Madden allows you to do that at every position, move guys around. So, like, in one sense, it's there. You're right, potentially, for game balance, because they always stat their safeties as faster and speeds all that matter. But in an ideal environment, what happens in Madden is that you stat these guys correctly so that linebackers that are better against the run actually play better against the run. Mm-hmm. So you can't run out nothing but 200-pound safeties as your hard-hitting linebacker. So that way Ray Lewis has value. That way, there's actually a difference there.
That's what you're doing,
right? So it's not all based off speed. But that's not something they've proven they can do. So what they do is take shortcuts, so you limit animations. It's just lazy development, in my mind. You can't create a balanced product, so what you do is artificially balance it that way.
Yeah, and that's my biggest complaint. It's like, if I see you out here with Derwin and, like, I'm trying to think of, like, Antoine Bethea or, like Jamal Adams, while they're, like, really good safeties, they can't be on the foot against run every single play against linemen like that. That's why you got big linebackers. That's why teams pay linebackers. If Madden logic exists in real life, no team would have linebackers. Like, Wagner wouldn't exist. Because why?
Yeah. You're right. Like, why don't you just put out Deion Sanders at every
position? Yeah, just throw Deion out there because he's going to stop the run just effectively because the game doesn't really.
Yeah, he'll shoot the gap. That's what you do in real life, right? Just shoot the gap. You're great. Go ahead, Deion, shoot it.
So that's my one thing I hate is just like they don't really reward you actually having these top tier linebackers outside of the hit sticking stuff, that which is actually improved this year, because it seems like you hit stick somebody, the ball's coming out every single time.
Like, yeah, what's your feeling on fumbles?
I like that it happens as often as it does, except for the fact that they're gonna tune it. Like, I like it because it just kind of rewards for getting those players. Like, if you got a player with a big hitter ability or just a guy with high hit power, you feel the impact. But I don't like how, like, wonky some of the animations are. Because these motherfuckers, I swear to be fucking, maybe they'll hit stick you, not even like at the angle they're supposed to hit you for the fumble, but they somehow warp to the angle to make that fumble happen.
Yeah. Warp hit sticks are weird. Like people in the preseason, a lot of stuff is like, oh, it's going to be harder to hit stick people this year. I'm like, it doesn't seem that way. You still get that warp into hit stick animation.
Well, they'll be on the right side, and they'll warp to the left side, and all of a sudden have the angle for the fumble.
Yeah. The weird thing is, like, a lot of people, the same people calling for a change of hit stick are the same people that hate patches, right? Like, it seems strange and counterintuitive that people are asking for changes to the game. Like, I've had this issue for years. We always ask people, people are like, oh, patches ruin this game, but, like, here's broken. Like, in my opinion, we can't trust the Madden developers to make a game and not trust them to patch it, right? Mm-hmm. Their game, when we ask for balance changes, like, every other game, it seems like the community is fine with them making changes to it to balance out it. But for the Madden community, developers, for some reason, the community hates it. So, like, I see all these complaints right now on Twitter, and they're like, all right, this is the best the game is ever going to be, according to them, but they still hate it, right? So, like, they wanted to change, they wanted to patch, they wanted to fix, but like 3 months from now, 6 months from now, they'll be like, man, that before that day one patch, that was the best thing ever. I'm like, so like, it's so strange, and I do pity the EA developers who have to deal with this, kind of like, you know, it's bad now, but it's bad later because you patched it to stop this thing. So, like, they're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So I think EA developers just kind of need to listen to their gut and just do the fucking thing that they do.
Yeah.
So, like, I trust them enough. Like, I hate when they fuck up patches, but, you know, I'm totally pro fixing the fucking game and the issues with it. Cloud flats, not covering shit, not covering corner routes or flat routes. Like, some people have trouble with fumbles. I honestly haven't seen the fumble problem that a lot of other people have. There's been some fumbles, but I generally don't run with Tariq Cohen. I've been running with the high carry guys, mm-hmm. and I don't try and juke into hit sticks or spin into hit sticks. It's more of a stiff arm year anyways. So, like, if I get popped when I try to make a juke and I fumble, that's totally worth it, mm-hmm. right? So it's I don't know, weird. What do you think on the whole patches versus how the game plays right now, Tex?
It depends on the patch. I wouldn't mind if they do patches. Like, my whole thing of patches, just do one at a time, because then we can see if it breaks other stuff. People don't want patches because it breaks the game. And so while they want the improvements, they just don't want them to do like a big patch, and all of a sudden, from stiff arms to come, no patch hit sticks, and all of a sudden there's no counter to like people juking into hit sticks, because they seem to like always fuck something up there. So I don't mind if they do patches.
So like we'll have immortal running backs like Tariq Cohen will get hit sticked by like the best like Ronnie Lott or something, and they're like, oh, he's hanging on that ball, you juked into a hit stick. No big deal. They don't have fumbles anymore, and it gets frustrating.
Yeah, that's my biggest complaint. Like, they'll nerf it too much. It's like how they did with the strip animations. Like, they made, like, you can't strip a quarterback at all. Like, you go for strip on a quarterback. I haven't tried this year, but like last year when they patched the strip, if you try to strip the quarterback, like a Drew Brees with like a 99 Julius Peppers, Drew Brees is breaking that sack. You come out there with Miles Garrett 99, strip Drew Brees, he's breaking that sack. Like, this is not happening in real life. If these guys get their hands on Drew Brees, it's either going to be a sack or it's going to be a fumble. It's not going to be he shrugs them off because he's Drew Brees. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. So that's my,
he's not Cam fucking Newton.
That's why I don't really like the patches that they do. Somebody said with the big hits, though, no CPU should force big hits. I thought my counter to that is if I pay a lot of money for, let's just say, Cam Chancellor's in a game and he has the big hitter like ability, he should force fumbles. Fuck out of here with that. Don't run into Cam Chancellor.
Yeah, I think that the issue with a lot of the feedback, too, like, I agree with you. Get the fuck out of here. But on all Madden mode, on salary cap, they can make it that way, and they should make it that way. If they only want user hit sticks, that 100% has to be the game. We're talking about Mutt. We're talking about the things we care about. Like, salary cap changes and balances, perfect. Keep it there. The problem that we've seen is oftentimes it bleeds over. The QA is sloppy. They're like, oh, I was testing on all pro for salary cap? What? And they're like, all right, whatever. I'm just going to go, I don't know. Watch more Texas on YouTube because my job here is done. All tested, boss. All good to go. Sign off, QA. So, like, it's frustrating that, like, it bleeds between the modes. When salary cap should be played one way for maximum user control, I honestly think salary cap should just have every player run down the field T-pose and then like basically it's all you know, open passes, no animation based to get them exactly what they want. Block sheds don't happen; they only fill run lanes. Exactly what the pro players want. But then all pro competitive mutt should be based off stats, should be based off how these players play, based off what we pay for. Mm-hmm. Computer plays their zones exactly as we ask them to. So like that's like, let them have what they want in salary cap and all Madden. But please, mutt, please, you gotta have CPUs play well, because we're paying for these zones, we're playing for these fucking players.
Yeah. If they do no big hits, I'm not gonna, but then only for users, that's just not gonna be these players' stats relying at that point. Like, he has 99 hit probably because I didn't click on and he hit a guy with zero carry. He's not fumbling the ball. We can't have that.
Yeah, you're right. I see Boogie and James are talking about the public beta. Like, let's talk about that too. Like, the D-pad adjustments and us not giving any feedback on that. So Penny told me to work on my swerve.
Swerve's back?
Yeah, so like to help you get that rack animation, to help you beat DBs. But yeah, like we didn't ask for the D-pad adjustments. Like, yeah. Why isn't the game tested in mutt text? Tell me. Why are we testing in regs and not mutt?
Because they don't. Well, because I don't know, bro. I don't have any idea. Like, somebody asked me text. They stopped working on Madden 19 for like 6 months. Work on Madden 20. What they do to change it? Like, and you can like, what changes can you say they did? I'm like, I don't.
To Madden 20?
I'm like, I don't really know. Like the Mutt team at least.
Oh, the Mutt team?
Yeah, I'm just like, so I.
Well, the next solo button. What? I mean, that's obvious, right?
It took 6 months?
They literally said it for 3 years. They weren't able to do it because the technology wasn't there.
It took 6 months, though? It took 6 months?
Okay. I'm not going to defend their lack of 19 production here in 20. Like, this shit sucks. Like, how the fuck? And then we saw them rushing, right? Jake's like, oh, the teams are just finishing up everything as we speak. I don't know if I can speak on this. Yeah. We're not all done with this. And I'm like, okay, you didn't do anything all spring and summer. What were you doing?
Yeah.
Having Mai Tais at the beach? Yeah. Should I catch you down in Puerto Rico? Like, what the fuck? Yeah. What are you doing spring and summer?
I did ask if the game didn't get tested on Mutt first because they just kind of wanted, I don't know, bro. It's all marketing, right? They wanted to fucking market the game. So they had to like, they kind of hold Mutt back for a while. I couldn't say what the motherfuckers be doing besides like making us like do. I don't know, man. This has been a weird six months, man. It's been weird.
It's so strange, yeah.
So I didn't play the beta. So the adjustment and the beta were the same as Madden 19, and then Madden 20 comes out, and they fucking say, "Nah, we lied." That's what happened.
It's exactly what happened. I have no clue. I have no clue why. I have no clue why they did that. It wasn't there. The beta was fine. Everything was fine. They're like, ha, surprise, motherfucker. Here's a skill gap. Now you're going to relearn everything.
that's crazy. So I don't know why they decided to do that without giving us the option to change it. But that's like Fortnite basically making you play on Builder Pro and not giving you the option to go back to what you're used to playing on. Like, what's the point of that? Like, give us the option. If you want to use a D-pad, let's use a D-pad. This is a game with all the technology in the world. It's a game that likes giving us choices. Look at the fantasy packs that we got. Why can't we change this back to what we're used to?
Yeah, I honestly don't have a reason for your text. I'm fresh.
Maybe I give you a reason. I just want to talk to these guys. Like, what was the decision? They could be like, oh, we were competitor players. That's what's gonna happen. I'm telling you. Well, we're talking.
I feel like Tyreek's streak ability is broken.
What do you think?
So I'm running these streaks with Tyreek in this challenge. Payne's like, oh, she's gonna swerve. And I'm just feeling like the rack animations on Tyreek's streak ability is so much better than on Marvin Harrison's. That shit's people are gonna hate this. Wait till you get the game. Like, feeling the differences and the ability to just kind of keep it and go. Throwing it to Tyreek at RB versus Marvin on X.
Interesting.
Look at that. Oh, my God. That's such a good swerve. Such a good animation. Yeah, you guys are going to fucking hate that. I've seen that against me.
Yeah, you're asleep.
Years of doing something the same way and just changing the blink of an eye. Yeah, it's I don't get it.
Oof. This is why legacy issues. They got to make a new game, bro. Like, how's the swerve back?
They're never going to do
it. How's the swerve back? That's been the...
Because this new chemistry makes it more fun.
How was the swerve back, bro? I'm so disgusted. I'm shocked and appalled. Yeah. Honestly.
What's up, Journey Mega? Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. They
claim people couldn't figure out what the X Factor versus some BSO screw controls for marketing. Yeah. So marketing point. All right. I wanted to bring this back to earlier with marketing and shit. So you know what we were talking about with the EA Access and Mutt Rewards and stuff, and the reason they did Mutt Rewards was so because people weren't claiming their Mutt Rewards in their email. You know that's fucking false, right? Like, that's all, like, you say the same thing as politics. There's the real reason, and then there's the reason you give everybody, right? The reason they gave everybody was the, you know, people weren't redeeming it. The real reason was to boost the social following. I just wanted to say that point. They totally politic, real politic us, and they told us that.
All it was was just to get people feeding for codes. So they can show that they can show people like, look at people who they want mad, and this is the numbers. They can like, it's all advertised. That's all it is. They can out here show numbers, engagement for their social media, and then advertise with like some other people as well, so they can like sell the product themselves. I get it. I'm not blaming them for it. Just fucking, there's better ways to give out codes than to have people beg on Twitter.
Yeah, definitely agree. Hey, so, all right, thanks for subbing Massa. Bring it back. Yeah.
They probably didn't want the people who promote coins to, like, you know, get the game early. They've been doing it for the past, like, 4 years.
But the thing is, like, they just go to the Craigslist and get it, right?
People who
promote coins had the game before many other people who don't promote
coins. Well, the thing about it is I had the game early, like, 4 years in a row. Like, it's because I think I was on the mailing list and they didn't know who I was.
Thanks, Gear. So, really?
Yeah, so I think that's the reason why. Because, like, then all of a sudden they're like, why does Texas have the game? I don't know. So this way they can kind of limit people who are YouTubers from getting the game early that are promoting coins against their term of service. That's probably what it was.
That makes a lot of sense. Hey, so what do you think about the cards? The best cards in the meta. Like, somebody asked about that. It's basically the same cards I said on my budget team. Speed wide receivers. You want speed at defensive back. You want, I don't know. Would you go block shedding or pass rush skills, Tex, for your D lineman?
Pass rusher, because running the ball doesn't really. It doesn't really seem to matter if you have like a good block shedding team. I play a CPU on all pro in these solo challenges, and these dudes just be getting pancaked. I'm like, all right. So I think go pass rush. I think that might be the better one to have early on than block shedding, because I mean everybody just runs outside anyway. So just have speed and block shed on defense, and then of course on defensive line, I should say, and then on offense just have speed and just a quarterback that can throw the ball at least down the field accurately.
Yeah, for do the Baker solo thing first. I agree. That's probably the best way to go. So. Talk to me about the shitty solos that you wanted to talk about, and you wanted to fight somebody.
All right, so Journey is not as shitty as it once was, because you only got to play basically like, I think, get 125 stars to get the Michael Thomas, which isn't that bad. So it's about like an 8-hour grind, I think, maybe a little less than. I don't know how long it took, but yeah, it's not as long as I thought it was. But EA did a terrible job in terms of like letting you know, like, so at level one, at 125 stars, right? They say, unlock this item to use in its power up. It's like unlock this item, and then so that you can go ahead and use it in its power up pass, whatever, power up. Like, so I thought you get a power pass at 125 stars. No, you get Michael Thomas. I'm like, that's some shitty words. Just put, you get Michael Thomas at 125 stars. Easy.
Yeah.
But the theme builder solos, right? So obviously you don't have to spend the time playing on 5-star, playing on 3 stars to get, and getting the extra 2 stars to get the player that you want, obviously, but you still got to spend 4 hours. But what Mutt did was make a lot of those theme builder bonus objectives like virtually and fucking impossible to get, and that's my biggest complaint. Because if you're starting out with a new team, you're playing the theme builder solos with a 74 overall team, because you just got Mutt, you're not trying to spend any money. Some of them are virtually impossible to do. So one of them was like get 10 user tackles as well as get 30 yard punt return. I forced the Raiders to punt the ball 6 times, right? These motherfuckers punted the ball out of bounds 5 out of the 6 times. The other time, I got 27 yards on a kick return. On a punt return. I needed 30. So I got 4 stars playing a full game solo because I couldn't get the 30 yards because they wouldn't give me a chance to return the fucking ball. Like, what's the point of that?
That's like MLB moments all over again. Like, where they're just like, They don't give you the opportunity to run because they quick pitch the count to the batter.
Yeah,
yeah, that's fucked. They just totally fuck
so
you out
like,
of it.
Okay.
That's
I'm like, so if you have a,
what's up, Reaper?
So I'm like, okay, so if you have a good team, obviously it'd be easier to get this stuff done. But if you have a good team, why are you playing those souls in the first place?
Good point. So just to get the stars for Ultimate Master. There it is.
But if you have a good, just like at that point, why are you gonna play 4-hour solos? Like, I get why they're there, because they want you to be completionist, but the rewards that you get for like 800 stars is not worth it. If I get 800 stars and no solos, I probably deserve my choice of an 8-9 overall fantasy player, you know? Like that. I get a fantasy pack, but it might be an 80 overall. It doesn't say, like, the overall, the player is not listed there. It says get your choice of any team elite, obviously. Since any team doesn't say any player you want from that team. And so I'm just like, it seems kind of worthless for the grind. And the grind seems very hard for those that are just starting the game out with, because the extra stars that you want, they're not easy to get. Because you got to get two of them, obviously. What the theme builder solos should be are literally like one extra bonus on four stars and then go from there. It shouldn't be you have to do two things that game needed done, because all you're doing is wasting time at that point. You got to get 196 rushing yards and fucking and prevent the defense from getting from having 25 yards passing. It's like, what kind of sense is this? So then if you're 25 yards passing on a fluke play, you just wasted your entire time, because now you either got to start over or then go back to it later down the line. Thank you, Texan Fox. So I just don't like how just all it does is just make you waste time into the solo challenges when you should be out here trying to get those players and get back and get online. I don't like that at all. I was mad. I was hot when I fucking missed that fucking objective and I gotta go back and play that solo again.
But so you had to get that last star on that solo? You couldn't like get it somewhere else?
I don't have, well, because to get the what is it? 5 stars for each solo sequence to get the rewards and shit. Cause you only play 10 of those solos as it is anyway. So I want to get all 800 stars. Cause I'm a crazy person.
you are fucking psycho, I'm crazy. Dude.
But now I got to go back and waste more time with them solos because they're hard. And I'm pretty sure each solo sequence is gonna be the same exact bullshit, right? So for I'm gonna have to play the fucking Bengals one, play the Panthers one, play all the ones that are gonna just have to be. It's gonna be the same objective I struggled with the first time, and it's gonna be like, I'm not.
Can you get the bonus objective on?
Easy. One. I tried it. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work? Damn it. You can't get an easy, then go hard.
I tried that shit. It doesn't work. You got to play on the hardest difficulty for it. This is for it to actually get you 5 Dang. Stars.
Sorry, let me catch up. Somebody said in we got a cheer too. So shout out, thanks Gamma Kicks for the sub. And then thanks Fredzilla. He said, damn, missed this. Happy about my man Monday. Thank you, Texas Fox. Yeah, no problem. There are solo grinders exclusive. They carried on the experience to have more longevity. Yeah, so Tex, I mean, there's some people that like, only care that like 70% of the population of Madden only plays solos, guess, right? Yeah. So like that's like I've noticed, like I put out this like pretty I thought glitchy fucking tip about how to pass the one guy and the other guy catches it, mm-hmm. and it's like my worst performing video. Like whenever I do gameplay videos, they do pretty poorly compared to like mutt videos. I know it's part of my channel too, but like I feel like most people care about building their team more than the online gameplay of this game. So like Panny's totally right, and we've said this before, like. I think more like we don't focus enough on the offline grinders and like just giving them something to do.
Yeah.
So like team builders are great for that purpose, right?
No, because they can give us the same grind, because it's basically, what is it? It's 160 solos, right? So it's basically another journey. So you're spending 4 hours a piece on. They can still be 4 hours a piece, but the objectives don't got to be that hard, because like you're literally gonna get people to not want to play those. Like, see, this is the math I was doing in my head, right? So if you wanted to buy coins, right?
It's like Dark Souls, though, right?
Huh?
Dark Souls. It's like Dark Souls, right? People wanted that hard experience for like solo stuff, right? They don't want that. They want to say, oh fuck this shit, and they go back into it and try to finish again.
Yeah,
right?
But Dark Souls.
Well, aren't people? There are some people that are literally masochists.
Okay.
That want to like flog themselves.
You might be right about that, but Dark Souls doesn't have a outside market that you can just buy coins from and then save. And like, so if it's gonna take you 40 hours to play all 10 solos minimum,
it's about pride and accomplishment.
I got you. But it's gonna take you about 40 hours to grind all solos minimum, right? Or yeah, min. You can just go get a job making $10 an hour. You know, spend about half that week's paycheck.
Yeah, but here's the thing: grinding Madden solos while watching Texas on YouTube or Netflix or anything like that. Much more enjoyable
than having customers. Bro, I'm telling you right now, if you try to knock out all 5 stars, you're going to break your controller. Because you're going to get so close.
Sometimes you just need to smash the thing.
You're going to be one user tackle away, and what's going to happen? The motherfucker's going to truck you, and you're going to be really tight, and you're going to punch somebody.
I feel like in today's world, we're too soft. I feel like smashing something, letting that anger go, is a good release for the modern man. We used to be able to do this where we used to bare-knuckle box each other, go out and duel each other with pistols. But no, we no longer can do that because of society, concussions, and death being people being so afraid of it. So this is a good way to unpussify America and society, is these terrible solos not to have to work for a real job.
It might be.
And to break your controller off.
Like it might be, but I just wish that they would do something a little bit more. I don't know if I can say fun. Like, I feel like if you want to go for the one stars, like, it should be like a 2 minute quarter, so that way you can kind of incentivize the one to get done. But if you want to go on five stars, they can go the direction you're going right now. It just doesn't seem worth it for anybody to spend their time playing them, because if you're not going for the objectives, obviously you're getting a good player. You're still spending 4 hours for an 86 overall when in a couple of weeks those players, they're not going to be irrelevant, obviously, but you can just go get a real job or just use some real life currency and then go ahead and get the players with power passes.
Like, yeah. I was being sarcastic. So, like, I think you're right. Like, fun is so important into a video game, in my opinion. Like I said this before with, like, the Mutt Master guy. Like, make what's fun into what's powerful. Right? Into what's best to do in the game. Like, you don't want to have people being miserable playing your game just for rewards, right?
Also, on top of that, what they should do is give you enough training. And cause I think they give you the elite player, they give you the power up, and they give you the 86. They should give you enough training for knocking those out to power play up to an 87 overall. Like, I understand they give you coins and stuff and blah, 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 blah. But it should be a faster grind if you just want to go for one star so you can get it done faster without having to worry about it. Because if you're gonna play full quarters, why not go for all the stars? You know? If you're gonna play anyway, why not go for all the stars? And then all of a sudden I'm over here restarting solo challenges. I'm an hour into it. I got nothing accomplished. I played three solos with no credit to show for it. I'm like, fuck this.
Yeah, but we don't want this pansy game, right? Boogie's here talking about, like, the stars for getting the licenses and what is it? What do I want to say? Gran Turismo. Yeah, Gran Turismo. I remember back in the day. I like Gran Turismo 3 my favorite. But here's the thing. We don't want this pussy ass game that's easy to accomplish that all the casuals can get such a great team, right? We want them to have to grind for it. I mean, obviously the money takes that whole out of the park and it's easy to do it, but. Regardless, I don't know, Tex. It's about pride and accomplishment, dog.
That's what they say.
It's an MMO. We don't want this turning into casual. That's what ruined World of Warcraft. This is a friggin' casual experience got easier. Yeah. That's why everybody's demanding the base game back for World of Warcraft. The launch day. Thanks, El Pablo Loco and El Eway for subbing. Gotcha. So I'm just saying, Tex. I don't know, man. I don't know if I agree with you about an easy fun experience.
I'm just trying to, like, I just don't see the point in playing all those challenges, and, like, it just doesn't seem worth it. And I just hate. I just want EA to put you in a position to actually get these bonus objectives, right? So that Raiders game, right? I let them score three times in a row so I can go to overtime with them, so I can get a pump return potentially. Because, like, this is the fourth quarter. They ain't putting the ball in the fourth quarter because EA's a fucking bunch of bitches. They're down by 28 points and they won't punt the ball. They're going for it on fourth down. So I let them score. And then they win in overtime. So I did all that shit for nothing. Yeah. I played a full game solo in overtime, and I lost because they threw a pass and Antonio Brown breaks the tackle, scores a touchdown. Thanks. Just like, what's the point of that? What's the point of that?
That's kind of fucking funny. B-Spec says hello, Texas.
Hi.
So hi. Yeah, see what I say. But it's hilarious from an outsider's perspective. I'm cracking up.
I need you to do how much money would it take for you to do one stream trying to knock out all five stars? How much money?
For me, wait. How for what? Win Soul 97. For wait, what? The journey?
Yeah, no. For the theme builders.
All five. How okay?
Five so stars. 16 games. 16 builds, game, how much stars. Money we gotta do? We gotta donate to get you that.
Oh fuck! That's gotta take what, 16 hours to do.
I
want to
see this. Yeah, it's gonna take more than that because you got to restart so many solos. You're not gonna get all these shits in one try. How much money do we gotta see for this? So you can get up before you can understand my super duper resentment that EA has towards that.
The thing is, like, my ability to care is so low about your suffering, right? I got no empathy. That I lost that at I don't know age 6, right? So, like, lack of empathy makes me not care about your terrible experience, but how much money would it realistically take me to grind all 16 of one of those solos to get all five stars?
Yeah, five, basically 80 stars.
Yeah.
80 stars on a pitch. Oh, you already did TJ Watt because you just did training, right? You said, fuck that.
Yeah, I already did Watt. I just bypassed
it. I'm kind of mad that they had the training option as well because, like, they just kind of took the fun out of actually grinding for it because now you can just, like, say, fuck this. I'm going to actually use actually my real-life money on this.
Yeah.
The bonus from solo should be so much better. It should be so much better than what you can fucking power.
They actually gave you a special reward. Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, I don't know what to say to that one, Tex. I don't know. $20. I'll just do it on stream, right?
Jesus, bro.
But then stream's gonna die. Nobody wants to watch solo grind, right? Yeah. Tex, you've been doing pretty good doing it on solo grind though, streaming.
I had a good viewership last night. I was there for 6 hours, just doing solos and pulling packs.
That sounds fun though. Shitting and bullshitting with the tech. I actually lurked in your chat. I was busy working on a video and stuff, so I was lurking watching you pull that. You actually had a pretty good pull when I was
finally, in bro. My second, third bundle. I finally got somebody. I was my best bundle, bro. I made like 500k just like out of like four loops. Or not four.
Yeah, and a power up.
That right? Fucking clown was bonkers.
Hey, talk about power ups. What are the power up passes? What are we using those on? I saw you did a video. So people are asking me to do a video. I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to steal from text, but maybe I'll do it.
Everybody's very steals from me. But no, like.
Exactly.
No, it's weird because I don't know what the meta is, right? So, like, if Sherman is actually as good as he is at tier 2 with that zone ability, that might be somebody I end up looking at. Because I wanted to, like, do one, but I don't know how the gameplay is going to play. So I might do just my first impressions power up based off players that I think are going to be good. They're all going to be offensive players, obviously, because my list right now is all offensive players with, like, a couple of defensive.
Really?
Yeah, because based off how the game plays, like, it doesn't seem like they reward good defenders in this game.
Yeah. But, so, hey, I'm looking at Jalen Ramsey right now with, like, a lockdown. Is that zone? What the fuck is a lockdown chain? Why am I supposed to... is he a monk? What the fuck is that, like, thing that goes around his neck? Right? What the fuck is a chain for a cornerback? Is that zone coverage? What are the choices? They have... man-to-man, zone coverage slot. It must be man-to-man, right? A lockdown would be man-to-man. What's a zone coverage corner? I got nothing about man-to-man corners, because I like man. Is Kyle Fuller a zone? What the fuck is... What are arrows pointing every which way? What does that hieroglyphic mean? Slot? Zone? It can't be man-to-man, right? So it's either slot or zone. That's got to be zone.
Right? It's said man-to-man. I don't know.
These fucking archetypes.
I guess lockdown is a lock. Like, I don't know.
How do they not think this through? Like, do they not have game testers that do their job? No. Fuck, dude.
Oh, they have such a
thing. Who's the zone archetypes? I don't think Mudhead.
But Mudhead's not up.
Balanced?
Mudhead's still broke right now, right, too, huh?
Must be, yeah. Turnover chain? It means junkyard dog. So that one's zone. So everything pointing every way is zone. Reek was trying to figure out this last night. Whip, chains, whistles, dildos. My grandmother riding on a bike, giving me a middle finger and a duck. Yeah, is it like a Rorschach test for the Madden community? I'm looking at Bobby Wagner, and all I see is my dad hit my mom. What's wrong? Something's up, Wagner. That I don't get it. There was an alien come here and to abduct me. This is alien probe time. That's what I see. That's what I truly see with Bobby Wagner. Let me bring it up. Him and Shaz. Wait. Let me bring this up. Compare them. Yeah, that's totally an alien coming here to probe us. This is EA. That's an alien inside a spaceship looking at us with a star twinkle in his eye coming here. It's like, all right, I see your wallet. Open up. Bend over. I got a barrel specifically for you, Fox. And then another one for Texas. And then somebody's going to come save us with a katana and be like, hey, you all right? I'll be like, nah, man, I'm the exact opposite of all right, EA. Yeah, so like, I just need that man to come through with a katana and strike down EA. Because this is ridiculous. I don't get it. What's an alien ship doing? What is this? I literally have to... interpret this. All right, let me seriously try to interpret it here. I think I just lost my spreadsheet. No, here it is. All right, Texas just is like.
I'm just chilling.
Yeah. Pass coverage, field general, run stuffer. Is this a pass coverage or field general?
It's like a field
general. For Shaz and Wagner, it's got to be a field general, right?
They should just go to names on that.
Yeah,
they should just go to names. Just...
at least put it on the card somewhere. Right? How hard is it to put it like?
I mean, it's hard, bro.
In the description.
I've been working a game for 9 months without, yeah, so it's hard. They gotta.
It is field general. It's an army helmet.
It's This is dumb.
It's an army helmet, so it's field general.
Yeah.
This should. Jesus. Be. Okay.
Why are they on the card? They're talking about.
All right, I gotta take a piss. Text. You talk.
All right.
I'll be right back. Also,
Fred. Fred was talking about how nobody forced anybody to play solo, so it's okay. That the solo challenges are fine. That's not true because people who want to get into the game don't want to spend money. They're forced to spend their time playing the solo challenges, and they're not. I don't want them to be easy. They can be hard. I just don't like how there's legit no like it. The fact that the objectives are so damn hard to basically unlock or to do for a low overall team. I have a decent overall team. And you know how hard it is to get 30-yard punt return? If they punt you the damn ball, it's like virtually impossible. Virtually impossible. So imagine a low overall team trying to get 30 yards on a return. If they punt the ball because I'm playing an all-pro competitive, is not a cakewalk. Dog, that's like it's not solo battle type cheesy, but it's like right there in the realm. One of them is like get an interception. All right, which is like not hard, obviously, but if you don't know the techniques of how to get an interception, you're just playing and you don't get the bonus star, and then now you figure it out, you gotta go back and actually knock it out that way. It's just, I don't like how they just don't put you in a situation to get these objectives. That's what I don't like. If they put...
Are we back on that?
I still talk to Fred because he's nobody forced you to play solos. I'm like,
oh, okay.
Like, force people who don't have the money to play solos.
Yeah. So all right. What's your take on no power-ups going into sets this year?
My takeaway for no power-ups going on sets is I knew it. I knew EA made a mistake last year. Power-ups weren't supposed to go on sets last year. They weren't. And I think that ruined their plan. That's why we didn't get as many fucking token sets last year. Because they were mad as fuck at us for figuring that out.
So you, like, here's the thing, like, last year you said it's because they didn't want us turning training into coins, but we see that they want us turning training into coins here through these team item packs. So, like, you think it's just because we had good prices and they had to lower the prices on their sets last year for the exchange?
Yeah, that's what I think, because, like, it seemed like an oversight because some of the cards last year, because when it first came out, like, 82, I think 81 through 83s couldn't be collected. And then 84s could. And then all of a sudden, then after that video goes live, everybody starts putting those videos up about how to turn your stuff into blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden they make 81s able to be collected. So like they didn't want to like take away that feature, so they just went ahead and went full bore with it. But I think because we figured it out, we made a lot of like the training. We made cards cheaper because flashbacks ended up not being a set price because of us. And because it was just easier to do the training.
Pat yourself on the back, right?
Yeah, I'm not patting myself on the back. I just think that we kind of made them really upset last year, and that's why we don't really have
anytime I can send the finger to EA and make them upset, I'm gonna pat myself on the back.
This year they made power-ups, like power-ups are not even like, so it's just there's no, like, you can't collect power-ups at all.
We need to fight, like, EA at every single junction.
Power-ups are basically, well, they're just silver cards. No, they got silver cards, they got rookie cards obviously, then they have the power-ups. They're a different type of program, so you can't even put those cards in sets now. So that's the reason why that's one fix they made. I don't like it though, because like I feel like training at the end of the year is now not going to be as, it's not going to be as important, but we're going to have a lot of training anyway, you know? So like, I guess it doesn't make much sense to kind of like just get training as needed. Doesn't make any sense to stack up on it. Is that how you feel?
It's never made sense to stack up on training, right? Well, training has always fallen in value from the moment it released. It's rarely, if ever, gone up.
Well, so like last year, I didn't need it at the time, but I had a bunch of powers in my binder that I never sold. And I had a bunch of training, so I ended up getting 9 rookie premier players because of me having all the training that I did, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, because I had the training, I had the power, whereas this year, I might be more interested, I might be more invested into just selling off my power-ups early on than just kind of hoarding onto them.
I think it'll, like, power-ups kind of expensive right now. It makes sense to sell them, but, yeah, I don't know. I think like pre-release and after release are always slightly different, aren't they?
Yeah, they usually go down in price. They usually go down.
So like, but holding them later, once power-ups go down to like 1,000 coins per power-up, that'll definitely, I'll be like, yeah, sure, I'll power. I'll hold this guy until he gets an upgrade, then I'll go up in price. Like just like investing last year too. So I don't know. I don't know. I think it's similar market dynamics, right?
I don't know, because it's just because last year, if you could get certain ones, obviously, then you just had better value because like you can like make a token for cheaper. But without tokens being in the game right now, I think it doesn't really matter. We got to wait and see when tokens come out.
Do we think we're getting tokens this year?
Have to.
Or is it all going to be based around... Oh, we'll talk about training and alternate currency in a second. So you think we have... Hiba Chi Chiefs, thanks for summoning, or Chefs. So we've never launched a game without tokens before, right?
That's true. We never actually, as of recently, we never had a game that launched with just no set for silvers, and then no sets for gold, no sets for elites, except for these two exchange sets.
So why are you confident that we'll get them later?
Because how else are you gonna well, unless they just go back to the old school way where it's just gonna be like, instead of like having to make tokens and waste all that time, you just gotta collect an 86 overall, 84 overall, 83, then a bunch of golds into the set for like a flashback pack. I think that's way better than putting into like a NAT card that's unauctionable and tradable, you know? So I wouldn't mind that so much, but is that what direction E is going to go into? I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I think it'll just be sets with cards and like to simplify it down. Instead of like, because tokens are literally just cards condensed, right? It's just melted down into like gold tokens and to like the value. So like they got rid of tickets for Mutt Draft and salary cap. Just make it tokens. They simplified it like that. So I think it's maybe along the long lines of simplifying it. We'll talk of Teen Diamonds in a second. Let me write that down. Hey, do you think these platinum packs, these platinum cards, these level packs are going to induce inflation in the market?
It might, because it's just gonna, people are going to have coins to spend. So it's definitely good. Yeah, once coins hit the market, usually, like happened last year, like at the end of the year when EA gave us 400,000 coins for the for solo battles, all of a sudden those what were these called? Those, not those rookie packs, but yeah, rookie premier packs. They were like, all those cards were worth like 40K, but the packs were 25K. So we'll probably see an influx of price because people who are leveling up can basically get a bunch of free coins for just doing that, which is really cool. Like that's just EA just selling. I mean, that's just EA just selling coins right there.
They basically are by like a different name, right? Like, I you know, I've always said they got to sell coins like MLB The Show. I think that's just smart and it's good for the consumer to give us the option between one or the other. But like, I think the ability to stack like those platinum cards, that adds up to like hundreds of thousands of coins. Mm-hmm. Just by spending like $10, you can easily like beat any type of black. Like it's, the prices are so low on that, it's almost worth getting farm accounts, farming all of them, because it is insanely rewarding to level grind this year. It's like, it's better than any other solo. It's just doing the same solo over and over. Like, mm-hmm. I've gotten to level 41 majority through that one passing solo, plus that gives me Mount Master stats, which again, we gotta talk about Mount Master in a little bit. I'll write that down. But I'm having somebody on here in 27 minutes. I promised them yesterday. We're going to do some gameplay stuff. So we got to wrap it up quick.
Finish this up in like part two. Come back later tomorrow. Part two.
Yeah. So he's like, how does he have 584,000 coins? Packs, like I just talked about, those fantasy packs there from level grinding. I've got a couple hundred thousand on that. But yeah, mainly packs, grinding, and then market stuff. So check out my Market Monday for that stuff. Anyways, moving on, what do you like about Mutt this year? What's the improvement?
Next solo feature is probably the best improvement, obviously. But I honestly think this is Madden 19 reskin, except for like some stuff I don't like. But I don't know. I'm trying to think, what do I like this year? I do like some of the star systems. I do like how you can go ahead and still keep playing these stuff and get better rewards down the line. Next, the whole feature button is crazy good. Level grinding was crazy good this year. Obviously, level up packs are great. But I think that list stops there for right now.
Yeah.
How about you?
Somebody asked,
what do you like? You just gonna be quiet?
I'm answering the question.
All right.
I'm shit.
I was like, my audio cut now. What's going on right now?
No, your audio didn't cut. I was trying to do a joke. I was trying to execute a joke.
I didn't let it sit. I'm sorry.
I can't stay silent.
I'm sorry. I missed out on the joke.
We've had a lot of audio issues in the past, and that joke didn't fly. No, I don't want to be so toxic. Mutt, I think Mutt, you know, in the building of the team, like I think they've heard a lot of our concerns. Yeah. Obviously, the solo system. In my opinion, solos are solos, right? What matters about them, doesn't matter how you address the pig, you're still getting bacon out of it. All that matters to me is the rewards that you get from solos from the grind. So solo battles are back. Solos themselves, it's a cool change. It's just, yeah, like I said, it's still bacon underneath. But about Mutt itself, like what has significantly changed that we haven't seen before? House rules, I think, is my most important thing. And whatever new game mode they promise, whenever that comes out, I think those are the two things that I'm looking forward to tremendously in Mutt going forward. Volume? What? I'm super low. What happened to my volume? No, my volume's...
It's all good to me.
Yeah, they're fucking with me. God damn it, Twitch chat. That's kind of like building the team, trying it out, and kind of going forward with house rules and everything they have. And just kind of like, you know, having fun making it off the market. Like, I just have fun fucking with the market and building the team and stuff like that. So that's kind of where I'm driving a lot of my fun from.
Yeah, that's same as here. Like, I love trying to stack coins out here. Love pulling these packs. I'm just like doing the same thing you normally do. But like, this doesn't seem like a game they worked six. Like, not they worked on it for the entire year, obviously. But I'm just trying to figure out what were they working on for the entire like last 6 months that made them stop working on Madden 19. Maybe it'll come out eventually. But as of right now, like, only thing that's changed, the only thing that's different from this game and Madden 19 is the HUD. The only thing that's different.
And, like, do you like the new UI?
Oh, it sucks.
User interface?
It's terrible. It's fucking awful. It's so bad. I don't know who was complaining. I wanted a night mode, and these motherfuckers brought a different goddamn fucking interface. I didn't ask for this. Oh, this shit's too bright. Give me a black background. All right, fuck you. He's gonna give you a red background, and it's gonna be a smaller looking screen, and it's gonna be confusing. If you want to do so, if you want to look at missions sometimes lead to challenges, but also go to challenges. It's just like, what is this? Just go back to. Yeah. They didn't have to make this change. This is unnecessary. I fucking hate this HUD. It's awful.
I want to show my favorite part. So sorry, someone just subbed. They said something. I wasn't looking at it. A year in the dungeon. Yeah, nice game, dude. Appreciate it, bud. 12 months. My favorite part is like, all right, I mentioned there's like this big meeting, like, all right, how do we get them to pay more money to us and work the market less so that way they can't make the coins on their own? I know, shrink it to really small size. Like every year they're going to make the stuff that allows us to free to play it even smaller and smaller so we'll miss it. Like next, like in a couple years, I could see this be like 1 pixel wide and you're like, all right, and like the pro tip video would be like how to access the auction house. By fiddling the left stick in a correct like manner versus what manner? You're like, all right, so you got to go down. Sorry, Frex. So you got to go down, due south, and then take a hook a right at the trade block, go up into the left at 132 degrees, and then go past the tree, find yourselves the hooker, and then take a right at her, go around the block a few times, and then you'll find the auction house, and from there you'll be able to trade your cards. It's so weird, like. Why are they minimizing such an important part of the game? Like, these two right here, the Gridiron Pack and the Get More Packs, literally the same thing. Literally directly the same spot. And this takes over a majority of the screen. They got all this white space over here. Is this space for like, head space? Like, can I just, like, make my head bigger? Is this what they want us Twitch streamers to do? There. So now you literally have a full game, right? This is exactly what I can do. Maybe this is here just for us content creators. So that way, you know, you can really see all the facial expressions as we go on really good pulls. This is perfect for thumbnails.
Basically, right? Yeah.
The blowjob face. Oh yeah, I'm not going down. I gotta go down.
Man,
there. That's perfect.
Yeah,
right. It's perfect UI for us.
Like that, and nobody misses anything on the screen. Like, why is the screen like they got so much wasted space? They worked on this for 6 months.
Yeah, yeah. Titty streamers. Yeah, like. I gotta get fewer buttons down.
Yeah.
Right? Can you see this? Oh, I'm gonna get banned off Twitch. Right. Sorry, I can't do that. Can't show it off. Too sexy. Me.
And so it just seems really weird. They have all this space for no reason. And then like I don't even like the lineup screen. Like what the fuck is
why
that?
Is this? Why I don't get it.
Like, what is this lineup screen they got? Like what's the point of that?
I could see this being amazing, right? This lineup screen, these top players. If you could literally click on it and select your own three top players. Why are we not able to click on that and put our own guys there to show up in the top three? Doesn't that make a lot of sense? Why do this if you don't fully flush it out? Why doesn't these top three show in the top three of the line on the game screen? It's like these two and like a random gold I have as a backup kicker as like a top three. I'm like, okay, what? I'm here to flex on my opponents. The only reason I do this game is so that I can flex. It's the same reason why all of chat has $800 shoes on right now that I found out yesterday when I asked, well, how much are you wearing for shoes? Blew my mind. Like, these people are like, hey, you're spending too much on packs. Well, how expensive are your shoes? I mean, they're $600, but, you know, they're going to last me for a while, and they're collector's editions. Like, yeah, but you're wearing them. It doesn't matter, though, dude. You should stop spending on packs. But, like, I just don't get it. Fully flesh it out or just don't do it, right? Don't spend all your time working on a UI. And not like improving the game, right? Like it feels like I've used this analogy a lot, and I'm gonna go right back to it because I got nothing else. My brain doesn't work really well. It's lipstick on the pig, right? It's the same shit, mm-hmm. but they just put lipsticks, and now it looks redder.
Yeah, and I think that's also more confusing. I feel like if you're like a veteran MUT player, you know how to like access pretty much everything. But now I'm over like, how the fuck do I?
Twitch chat's saying $600 only.
Only? Oh,
that's my shoes. They're flexing on us with their expensive shoes. Sorry to interrupt.
Hitting, bro. My shoe, I get my shoe from Ross, bro.
Somebody says Fox gets a shoe from Walmart. Dude, I'll have you know I get my shoes from Costco. All right? Hey, please.
Costco's the way.
Yeah, I'm an old man. All right, sorry.
I feel like they just kind of like, if you've been playing MUT for a while, they just wanted to confuse you. Because for the longest time, I was like, how do I get my ultimate trainer?
This is the skill gap. Skill gap in MUT.
I'm like, bro, how do I get my 85 ult? I did all the fucking objectives. So what do I? Oh, I didn't do all the. I did my packs. Okay, and I got to do this set. Okay, thank you. It's just like, what's the point of this? Like, this doesn't make any sense. They made this shit like more complicated than it needs to be.
Yeah, it's like yeah, it's just like changing the adjustments in the gameplay. Mm-hmm. This adds a skill gap to MUT, so that way you have to like relearn it all. Like, oh my god, I've done so much.
Mm.
Oh god, I love it. Oh, I absolutely adore that. All right, we need to wrap some stuff up. What do you think of the X Factors? Give me a quick. We'll talk more on X Factors in a later stream. What do you think of those X Factors they've given us?
I honestly don't know of any, so we can just check it. We can come back to that. Put a pin in there.
All right, we'll do it for another one.
Yeah.
Gamer Jew Jay says jokes on you as stealing my shoes off sleeping homeless people. Yeah, people who don't know, I was actually being sarcastic about buying my shoes. All of my clothing, I'm what you'd call a true punk. All of my clothing is taken off my OD'd friends. So that's how I get my stuff. What do you think of the alternate currency of trophies this year? And is this the only alternate currency we'll get, or are we going to get promo currency too?
Possibly get promo currency. That's probably going to be a thing. But I don't mind the trophy alternate currency because it actually makes sense. I don't know if it's more expensive? Because like last year was 100 to get like a lot of this stuff. So I don't know. Like, does the math work out for how long it took last year's grind to get this stuff compared to like this year's? Anybody know that off the top of their head?
Well, I didn't do it.
Because like, it seems like for solo battles last year, like you got like 15. So is the 15 trophies last year that we got for like top 100 equivalent to like the 180 we get for that now or whatever hell we get?
That'd be a good video, but I don't know. Does anybody else know?
I don't know about how that works. What else we could talk about with that? But my one complaint about the, I guess you could say the trophies is like, I mean, it's not a complaint. I guess it's a praise and also a complaint. You only can earn them by playing online now, which is different.
Solo battles doesn't give them?
Well, solo battles do, but that's the only thing offline that gives them. Like, you can't do, like, Mud Squad solos anymore.
Oh, really? Yeah. So what are Mud Squad solos good for?
There's no Mud Squad solos no more.
Seriously? So we ruined that.
Have you been to that? I could have fixed the ghost.
I say we like you had any fault in that. Sorry, I put out the video that I ruined it. I'm sorry, guys.
They couldn't
fix their problem, so they just removed it.
So they got squad seasons. have you been to the squads? Have you been to the squads box?
I haven't. Well, I looked at it to show it off my mutt for beginners, so, but no, I couldn't care less about squads.
They got squad seasons and they got squads player friends. That's all they got.
Huh?
Yeah, they got rid of solo squad. They couldn't fix their ghosting system. So shout out to EA.
That's so EA. Holy shit! They couldn't fix ghosting. So they're like, let's just take it out. Wow, trash. Well, looks like I'm taking the heat on that one.
Yeah, so that
instead of blaming EA, people are gonna be like, "No, Gut Fox, this is you. You took it out."
Yeah, so you can't.
Like, yeah, I'm
Gut Fox out here affecting the game like I did. So I'm about to start blaming you for shit now.
Wait. Yours was way worse.
What do you mean mine was way worse?
Removing solo squads and nowhere near that. You removing over 100 stats.
Well, they didn't work though. At least this shit actually worked. You ruined something that actually worked.
I don't care about your facts, dog. Keep them to yourself. You ruined it.
All right.
You ruined it.
All right. We did ruin something. But yeah, that's kind of interesting though. So squads has changed. Yeah. So only way you can get tokens offline or trophies going to be from solo battles. Squad solos for us. Which I'll take. I guess it's a little different.
Yeah, sorry, Gamer Jew Jay just said something. Can you hear what you said?
I was gonna say the only way you can get these tokens now are gonna be off or from just solo battle if you wanna play offline.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah, I mean, like he said house rules squad solos or house rules solos. Can we get that though? Like they had us go against they had to do squad solos house rules. Do you think they'll bring that back?
I don't know, but they probably will. Have you even used that challenge? Player with player friend feature. I was gonna say, did EA really work on this game for 6 months just to give us a feature nobody's gonna use?
I think some people use it. The squad's community is small, but it's very tight knit. And here's the thing: the lead developer of Mutt, like or one of them, Jake Stein, is huge into squads, so that's why it's gotten a lot of attention. He loves squads, so that's something that gets quite a bit of attention.
Mm-hmm. See, I understand why, but it just seems like a feature that I'm not using because, for one, you got to be in the same solo, and I don't even know if you can go to the next solo feature the same guy. So you got to back out, pick another solo, and then line up again. Like that, I don't even try. I don't even want to try it. Feels like a waste of time though. These motherfuckers out here working on. We don't want to call them solo challenges anymore. We're gonna call them challenges because ultimate challenges because you can play with a friend, but nobody's playing with a friend.
Yeah. I guess technically, what are we talking about? Solo, like squad challenges became ultimate challenges. They kind of converged the two.
Yeah. But there's no trophies though yet. So that's gonna be a long grind for Von Miller for doing solo battles. Also, you see the fucking objectives list for solo battles. If you play for 52, I think it's like is it 46 weeks? A dedication for career stats. You get some good stuff for the solo battles. No,
I don't know. I haven't really researched
Yeah,
solo battles yet. Do you want me to
career
look?
solo battle. If you get 625 solo battle wins, which is like 13, which is I think it's like 625 divided by 13 is what?
Shoot, dude. I was told it wouldn't be math.
That's 48 weeks. Play for 48 weeks, which basically means you play until June next year. That's so
Wait,
far.
what?
48 weeks gets you. I don't know what it gets you. It says get you. It says gain rewards per achievement. So I have no idea what 625 career solo battle wins get you, but
Speaking of, give me that next June.
48 weeks, bro.
You don't miss any time. Every other day, like every third day, you gotta get on and do
That shit, like, what is up with that?
that
That is crazy. 48 weeks, bro. I'm gonna. That's who's gonna pay that? Play that many? It's fucking crazy. Especially when they break the solo battles and take it out of the store for like 4 days, and all of a sudden you're missing some because that happens so often that it breaks. That's crazy. Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah. But like they'll give you like credit for that shit though. Like, well, somebody asked me, what's the over under on the first make right? What do you think it is? How long?
The first maker, I
Yeah.
probably like before August 20th.
You think August 20th,
Thanks.
huh? I think I'll take the under.
You think it's gonna be
Oh, I think it's definitely gonna happen before the 20th.
it. Okay, well, see what it is. It's gonna be the launch bundle. It's gonna be funny. They forgot to add a card.
Yeah, they forgot to put something in the launch bundle. Their QA is so bad with Mutt or like anything. I only have trust in Crayola to make it right afterwards. Yeah, they seriously need, I don't know, to pay the QA people more or something. Get more of them.
Definitely.
It ain't great. Tonight, some people are saying tonight will be in the mix, right?
Now
When
breaks the game,
it
can't play.
releases. That's great. So alt currency, like we talked briefly on it, I'll just give my opinion on it. We see what they're doing with training and using that as like an alternate currency for playbooks. Somebody said in Twitch chat, hey, ask Tex about free playbooks. I don't know, is that like an inside joke? What's this about free playbooks in the team builders? Is that what you're talking about?
What are we talking about?
Somebody said ask did I say Toke? Tex
What?
about free playbooks.
Oh, so last night I was playing the what you call it, the solos, and I was like, why don't I have my Panthers playbook? Because I have a there's a the wheel route out of the play action literally gets open like 90% of the time.
Yeah.
And so I was like, why am I in the Bears fucking playbook? I don't use the Bears playbook. And I was like, oh, dude, that fucking legacy glitch is back from like last year. So if you want a free playbook, just go to the settings and change your team playbook.
Oh,
And it'll just
yeah.
give you the run and gun playbook or whatever playbook you want to use for not having to buy it in the store with training.
Just yeah, your favorite playbook
Yeah,
you get.
stupidest
Yeah.
shit in the world.
Well, good for the players that don't wanna pay for it, maybe.
I mean, it's good for now. I mean, I ain't got to pay for a playbook until they patch it. So I can just try stuff out so you can see which playbook actually is one you like before you go out and, I guess, waste training on it or waste like a token. So I'll take it. I mean, they're all cheap, but
Yeah.
like 150 training ain't that much. I'm just being cheap right now. So if you want to be cheap, you can go ahead and get a playbook. So don't know how that's back in the game, but they get his first back in the game. So a lot of
It's a
things.
decent way to make coins. I talked about it on the podcast.
You get to sell yourself playbooks.
Decent way to make coins. Like, I think alternate books are going for a bit, but or not. Po Did I say podcast? Market Monday. Sorry, my words are
So
fucking up.
it's Monday. Usually it's on Tuesday. It's all good.
Yeah, but I did it like Friday, I think. Samson, thanks for subbing. Does the Browns challenge you the same experience as the play? Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, somebody asked me why I'm doing the same challenge. It's for level grinding. You just do this replay over and over, and you get 110 experience points per level per time you do it. So, Mutt Master, it's basically the same thing as the last 2 years. What do you think?
It's just lazy. I don't like it at all. Like, go back to the hard way. Go back to actually feeling like you could accomplish something. Because like just going and throwing streaks down the field like you're doing right now is not way to master Mutt. It's just I don't know what this is. It's just it's, I don't like this way they have it done.
Yeah.
I admit that.
I've probably done this for like 5 hours already, and I'm only halfway on the passing
Yeah,
yards.
I have 70,000 already. I'm at the low 50. Yeah, so that's
Do
yeah.
ya?
It's
So you only need rushing
yeah.
yards? What's the best cheese rushing play that
Wow,
you've seen?
Wildcat with wide
Is it
with wide
still
receiver at quarterback.
wide receiver at quarterback instead of halfback? So
Yeah.
you do you do the quarterback power?
Yeah.
Which
Well, so you
playbook?
can't hand the ball off anymore out of Wildcat. They took that out of the game. So if you run, you have to either do the jet sweep or.
Is the jet sweep a pass play? Somebody said that in my comment section when I put out the solo beating video. They said that's a pass play or something.
Is it?
Is that true or not?
No, it's the jet sweep's just a run play. Like it's designed to go to,
in Wildcat.
Yeah,
right?
It's designed to go to the person on the sweep. But the power, is usually last year you could either hold eight, hand the ball off, or keep it with the quarterback.
Oh yeah.
But now you have to literally keep the ball. So, but it's the best block you get. Plus, if you do the hurry up, and then you don't flip the play, then you, because the hurry up system like is ridiculous, because CP doesn't pick their play until you pick your play. So you can pick your play after your team's set, and then hike the ball and CP's out of position. And so you end up, I swear it was me, you just did there. And then you end up getting the ball. So I did getting the rushing, the blocking seemed to be better on Wildcat this year because of the guys actually seem to target the right guys.
Yeah, like the QB power feels like it sucks, but it is what it is. Yeah, we get conflicting reports about pass versus run yardage. Yeah. I guess I'll do it and check a look at my, I took a look at my yardage. Somebody says my quarterback throws the ball about as well as Linity. Please don't give me a ban, guy. Jet sweep is literally whatever you don't need. I've had it count for both and failing and passing solos as well, not counting rushing solo. Really? So the jet sweep's kind of like, is it the same jet sweep or is it the Wildcat jet sweep?
You know what it is? It might be because he pitches the ball forward this year.
Yeah, so like that's like, some people say that's a pass.
Technically a pass. That's why they say it's a pass play. But it's
so you think that's counting for pass yards?
It has to be at that point then, right? If it's pitching, but
I think so.
All right, I gotta try that. It's like one of those like halfback pass used to count for both rushing and passing.
Halfback pass still does count for both rushing and passing. Pro tip.
Word. All right. You know, have you seen the throw power or throw on a run on Marcus Allen?
Yeah. Or not just Marcus Allen, but I think my wide receiver Marvin Harrison has it too.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of funny. That's boost the overall. Put the motherfucker at quarterback.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna test this shit out right now on a solo. All right.
So, to be continued.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. To be continued. We got 7 minutes left before bringing on gameplay and talk about that a little bit. Defense. So, final thoughts on the initial rush of Mutt. It's like, I mean, like, it's so hard to judge Mutt like day one, day zero, because the Mutt is like a whole year thing. It's like quote unquote live service. Mm-hmm. So like, but what would you say, Mutt? Like what do you think it should have? What should have improved from 19 to 20?
We should have got a bigger. I can make a list of this because I should write this shit down. Actually,
list the way, dog.
We should have got. Obviously, we should still have gold player packs in the game. The fact we can't buy those with coins anymore is annoying. We should have. Set should be like we should have posted more cards in the auction house. Like, why is it only still 20? That's stupid. I'm not a fan of that. Obviously, the UI, the HUD should have improved instead of taking a regression, like went backwards instead of going forward, which I'm not a big fan of. The exchange set should have got bigger. Like, why can I exchange like 6 or 10 66 69 overall silvers for like 5 high tier silvers, you know? Or like,
did you mention the gambling sets for just being trophy focused instead of coin?
What are we talking about for the?
For the gambling sets, for the quick sell set, you know, in the store.
Oh, okay. For the trophy, yeah.
You didn't mention that, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Wheel of Coins.
Yeah, Wheel of Coins should be available not just for competitive currency, but also for coins or point or training.
It should be.
Or cards. Right?
I feel like it should be. I like how it is for this because it kind of incentivizes that people actually earn trophies. But I don't like how last year we didn't have this unlimited, and then now they have it unlimited if you actually play head to head and shit. It's like, come on now.
Yeah.
So it's really weird though, because I don't know. They just kind of put all the stuff that we wanted them to upgrade last year into the Wheel of Coin, into the competitive currency. Because again, competitive players get what they want.
They get rewarded.
Yeah, competitive players get what they want, bro. Like, they could have had all this shit to the game. Like, we could have had limited Wheel of Coins last year for trophies. We could have had probably some red zone packs, some touchdown packs of trophies. We could have had some elite player packs of trophies. But nope, we did not get that at all. I mean, with tokens, I should say, not trophy, with tokens. That's stupid. I don't mind it, but I don't know why. Like, now, like, what do people who buy packs get besides just the option to sell the card? We can't gamble it. Or we can only gamble on packs. And you can only gamble on get a gold player packs because you can't buy packs or coins.
Why do they raise the price of the get a gold player packs?
Because they reduced made the odds better.
Giving us less for more, same price, less for the same price.
That's what they decided to do. Raise the odds on the pack. That's the reason why. So I don't.
It's only going to confuse us when you actually look at the odds versus the number of packs you get for some of them. We actually lose out versus last year, at least in that bundle. I haven't tested the gold player packs. I haven't looked at those odds versus last year, though.
Can't, because the gold player packs don't exist.
What do you mean?
The gold player packs are only able to be
gotten. Well, they just rebranded it, right? Lipstick on account?
No, gold player packs don't
Or
exist at
pick?
all. Like, we got gridiron packs, which are the gold.
Yeah, gridiron
They're
packs are
gold.
like gold
They're
premium
gold
packs
premium
with slightly
packs,
better
yeah, but
odds.
we don't have, like, the gold player pack compared to odds, too, because those are only able to get gotten through
Oh.
solo challenges. Or, sorry, ultimate challenges. My
Yeah.
mistake.
What about it's Kane's thing?
Thoughts on Mutt Master
Actually,
Tillman? Oh, what are your thoughts on Mutt Master Tillman?
it should have been Tripal I'm so
Really?
so I'm mad. I don't mind the Tillman, but I'm mad that he's a safety because it's gonna be impossible to get some of these stats.
Oh, with well, you can use him, right?
Yeah,
Put him in your 3v5.
I have to throw him in my package, obviously. But, like, right now I'm just using Shazier. I'm like, why would I ever use this Pat Tillman? Why would I ever go ahead and use this Pat Tillman? But, like, it's gonna be tough because you literally have to put him in at linebacker to get these stats. Otherwise, he's not getting it by himself.
I see that.
But I don't really mind that he's in the game. I just really wish it was somebody that, like, we all would have wanted, like Trey Palma.
You don't. What? Why don't you think everybody wants him?
No, it's just not a guy we grew up watching. I know he served us in the country, blah blah blah,
Tex hates the military, says
all that
Panthers.
patriotic shit, but, like, I didn't watch him play. Give me a Tre Palamalu. Give me an Ed Reed. Give me
Texas only started watching the NFL in 2010.
basically 2006.
Yay.
And
2006.
keep in mind, this is what we had, like, we had satellite, but we didn't have, like, I don't know if Red Zone existed at that time, so we just had to watch the game that was on local.
All right,
Yeah.
that's fair. Do you want? Would you be okay if Michael Vick wasn't in the game this year?
Yeah, easily. Yeah.
But do you think Lamar Jackson basically is Michael Vick?
If he gets like an 85 overall, if he gets like a lead card, yeah. Right now his gold card is not Vic-esque, but his next card will
Because.
be.
Who do you think's a better passer, Lamar Jackson or Michael
I
Vick?
think they're equal the same.
Like in real life.
Well, because Vic had a cannon, so we didn't really see Lamar, like, unload the ball. But in terms of, like, accuracy, Vic was also touted back then for not being the most accurate quarterback. So
No, he was terrible
I
for
would say
accuracy,
they're
okay?
probably I would say Vic's probably better pass because he has a bigger arm.
But you can have a cannon, but you can't, like, if you don't can't aim anywhere, how good is it?
True, but, like, if you can just throw the ball deep, I mean, that's all that matters, really. Like, just get it, find a Randy Moss for you. That's all that
Can
really matters.
you imagine Vic with like Julio if Vic was on the
Yeah,
current Falcons instead of
that would be
Ryan?
fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun. I mean, what? Well,
Yeah.
it'd be ridiculous. Lamar's 8.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, yeah, Vic coming out of college was drafted first overall because they thought it could develop him to a more accurate slinger. But yeah, Lamar, you're right. Doesn't quite have the arm. So Kyler Murray will be Vic then, right? He's gonna be like a 2-inch shorter
Yeah,
Vic
Kyler Murray.
if we don't have Vic
I
in this
think he's
game.
gonna be. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna try out these. I just recorded the number of rushing yards I have, so I'm gonna try and do this again and see if Wildcat Jet out of the run, what did I get? Run and gun playbook, if this works. Have you seen Lamar throw? No, but I've seen him run. Yeah, no, I've seen Lamar throw. Kyler Murray, greater Lamar. Yeah, definitely. So like we if we get rid of Vic, like we're not really getting rid of Vic, right? We'll still have those fast as fuck mobile quarterbacks that make our lives miserable, right? Tex?
Sorry, what was the question?
We'll still have those fast as fuck mobile quarterbacks, even if Vic isn't in the game.
Yeah,
So it doesn't really matter if
we'll
he's in
be
the game
fine
or
this
not.
year. We got plenty of guys this year. Plus, they're probably still gonna drop Michael Vick. So,
What's going on over there, Tex?
I
right, take it easy, Tex.
gotta go. We'll finish this podcast later.
Right,
Bye.
have a good one, man. That's the end of my 171. We will talk to y'all later. Tex, have a safe time, I guess. And he's gone. He's dead. What is happening at Texas place?